Simon Shin Chav Ches, Sif Chav Hei, will be doing from Chav Hei through Chav Ches. Chav Hei, Ritiya Shenoflo Me'al Gabi Amaka. This is a medicated bandage, a bandage that has ointment on it. You had it on from before Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it on Shabbos. You had it on before Shabbos, and it fell. Agabi Karka, Lo Yachsi Reno. If it fell on the floor, you can't put it back. That's Ki'ilu. It is the original placing of it is bottle, and now you're placing it anew. Nafal Agabi Kli Yachsi Reno. Whereas if it didn't fall on the floor, only on a Keli, you can put it back. That's a Chazara. Vaidein Yehudi Mutu Lanicha Filu B'tchila. You're allowed to have a non-Jew do it for you altogether. Haga umutu lo meleni yudi lasas riti al mako chabura. There's no iser of amir liakum, but va'asa litin ale efer makle. But a Jew cannot put ash on it. The marape ki malidein yehudi. So this is interesting that since this is refua, the halachi is that even for a cholish she'em bal sakana, you could. The Mishnah Berurah here says you can only put it on ayidei shinui. What happens if you took it off b'chavana? You cannot put it back. Now, what is the Isser of Ritiya? Ritiya is a special Isser Durabanan as a Gzeira Shema Yimrach. You're going to smooth down the ointment. Sif Chavav. Megalak Tzas Ritiya Mekaneach Pi Amaka. V'chozer Megalak Tzas Abezu Mekancha. Or Ritiyatz Malei Kaneach Pi'eshu Mareach. You want to go and cleanse the area. Pick up half of the bandage, cleanse under it. Pick up the other half and cleanse under there. Never cleanse the bandage. Only cleanse the area the bandage is covering. And even there, don't remove it completely because then you couldn't put it back. Sivchav Zayin. Maka shenis rapa. A wound that healed. Nos nale retia, shena le kemishamra. You're allowed to put a bandage on it because that's not healing. It's just keeping it from getting all scratched and getting worse. And since it healed already, we don't make a gzeira of shrika samamani. Sivchav Ches. Hamapis shchin b'shabes. Someone has a boil and he opens it up. Kedei laharchav pi amaka. If it's because he wants to make the mouth wider. Kederach sharofim osim shemiskavnim refu laharchav pi amaka. Like the doctors do. Hareza chayiv mishum maka bepatish. So there you're chayiv for maka bepatish for making a pesach. Shazui meleches harofe. Dim hefisa kedei lahotzi mimen aleicha shaba hareza mutter. Whereas if you're just trying to get rid of the pus that's in it, that is mutter. Now, if there's any blood in there that's still not considered shochet, making a chabura, because the blood is sitting in a pocket, it's not blood that's being drawn out of the body. To take a splinter is osur, because that is a psik reisha to making a chabura, unless it's not a psik reisha. In the case where you're trying to take the pus out of it, why is it mutter? Why isn't it a psik reisha to making a Pesach Yofev, to making a Pesach? The answer is because it's Ein Sricha L'Gufa, and B'Mokum Tzar, they were Matir.